You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 895, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog for a complete playlist and links and other information is martiangardens.blog. My name is Max, and we will start this hour of Martian Gardens with music from John Cage. It was 75 years ago on August the 1st. It was August the 1st, 1942, when John Cage's piece, Credo in U.S., or Credo in Us, was premiered at Bennington College. And this was a piece written in the wake of Pearl Harbor with his partner, the choreographer, Merce Cunningham. And A Credo in U.S. was, or Credo in Us, is a call to American unity following the attacks on Pearl Harbor. A very postmodern piece in World War II. Music for percussion quartet and radio or phonograph. One of the early examples of a composer using acousmatic sounds as a major part of the composition. This is performed by the percussion group Cincinnati, music recorded at Werner Concert Hall, College Conservatory of Music, University of Cincinnati, May 26, 2006. Credo in U.S. first version that was from an LP with the LP Dmitri Shostakovich Symphony No. 5 in New York, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, Columbia Records. So that's at least one of the pieces you'll be hearing in this concert, Credo in U.S. We'll hear after John Cage, Elliot Britton, and a piece called Metatron 4, the Galvatron from his Metatron CD of percussion and electronic music on Ambiance Magnétique. First, this 13-minute piece, John Cage, Credo in U.S. from The Works for Percussion No. 1 on Mode Records, released in 2011. This is Martian Gardens. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 895, hour number 2. My name is Max. We just heard from the Toronto-based composer Elliot Britton, born 1983. Recently completed his doctoral studies at McGill University in Montreal. And that was from his CD Metatron on Ambiance Magnétique. The theme here is a little bit obscure to me. The piece was called Metatron 4, parenthetically 1980-Galvatron. This was one of the many CDs that Ambiance Magnétique sends me every year. And a little blurb from the the bio, the composer's notes. So one of his earliest inspirations to get into music came from his grandfather asking him to cut up an old upright piano in their garage. And he says, the technology cuts through all music and time the same way as it cut through that upright piano with all his sentimental memories. I'll have to contact him and see if I'm getting the full story. It's pretty amusing. Elliot Britton from Toronto. That was Metatron 4 from the Metatron CD, Ambiance Magnétique. And before Elliot Britton, John Cage. And this is the 75th anniversary. Well, August the 1st, 2017, was the 75th anniversary of the premiere of Credo in U.S. at Bennington College. And as I said earlier, it's one of the earliest, but not the earliest. In fact, acousmatic works, performances go back to the first decade of the 20th century and the Futurists with their loudspeakers and improvised sound makers. But this 1942, it was very unusual to have percussion as the main instrument in a performance piece in Western music. Even more odd was to have the orchestra used as sound effect. For most of Western music for several hundred years, percussion was used for sound effect for the orchestra. But here it's the opposite, and the record they used, as in they used with the first version as well, Dmitri Shostakovich, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, Symphony No. 5, New York Philharmonic Orchestra. And by the way, we will be hearing Leonard Bernstein piano music coming up in the third hour of this program, Martian Gardens, episode 895. That was performed by the percussion group Cincinnati, recorded at Werner Concert Hall at the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati, May 26, 2006. John Cage, Credo in U.S. From the Works for Percussion, Volume 1, released on Mode Records in 2011. And we'll follow up Elliot Britton's very electrified and electronic percussion piece, which was recorded at McGill University, Valentine's Day, 2014. We'll follow this with Paul Lansky, Not Just More Idle Chatter, from his Idle Chatter series of computer music pieces that he started in the late 1980s. This was Not Just More Idle Chatter, was released on one of the Paul Lansky CDs on Bridge Records. What we have here is its inclusion on Electroacoustic Music Volume 1 on Numa Records from 1990. And this was computer music realized at Princeton University in 1988 by Professor Paul Lansky. We'll follow this with a couple of other electroacoustic pieces. We'll hear the late Ari Shapira from his opera The Kastner Trial. We'll hear a piece called Bandi Gros which is Scene 7 from the Kastner Trial, an electronic opera in 13 scenes. I have linked on Martian Gardens episode 895, hour number 2. You can read a little more about the Kastner Trial in Israel. This was completed in 1994 by the late Ari Shapira, and was never released commercially, but it's one of the many things that Shapira sent to me from his university in Haifa. We'll then end with Thomas DeLeo, a piece called To Make, As In, music for poetry, read by the poet Leslie Scalapino, with computer-generated tape. And we'll also hear Leslie Scalapino herself reading the same poem from the Bum series. I like the poem so much that I wanted to play it outside of its musical context so you could just hear the words. So that's what we'll do. And we'll end with, it's a long set. We'll then hear Francois Doherty, a piece called Windowsill, and Charles Dodge, Speech Songs, A Man Sits in the Cafeteria, music for speech synthesis. First, Paul Lansky, Not More Idle Chatter, music for processed human voice, from Electroacoustic Music Volume 1 on Numa Records.
Continue. Sometimes, Bondi Gross, André Bondi, André Gross. כן או לא? תמיד היית גם. דרשת כסף? שלחת דוח לגרמנים? שלחת דוח לקושטה? מי רצית לדון על שלום נפרד?
איזה סכום?
אתה תייר. ואני אומר לך שאתה עוד תייר כיוון שאתה רוצה להחזיק במטבע זר.
איזה סכום?
עם צ'רטוק.
איפה הייתם שותים מבלים משחקים קלפים? הדירה שאתה גר בה היא שלך?
בערך בנובמבר 1943 יחד עם שפרינגמן נסענו לאיסטנבול מובן מאליו חיינו ביחד הרצחון עם גדולים יבול עד הכיבוש הגרמני אבל אחר כך שהיה אדם גדול הפכתי אצלו ככה זה לא נכון זה השקר הגדול ביותר אף פעם לאחרונה נסעתי עם ברן בעזרת הגרמנים יבול זלפשטיינליש יבול שבועיים לפני פנקלאס קרא לי אמר לי לנסוע לעשות שלום נפרד מה יקרה להיטלר? מה זה חשוב? אף מילה לא יצאנו מלינה בלי להגיד שלום נסעו בטקסי זה כבר לא היה אפשר יבוא ניגעתי בנוטה עצרו אותי לקחו אותי למשטרה קומיסר נובק לקח אותי עם בלש שנדת רימון
נשמעתי האחרונה
ואני אומר לך שאתה עברת לדת הנוצרית
אני כן פעם אחת התנצרתי אבל כולם עשו זאת להציל נפשם אלפים
עשית הכל והיית עושה הכל כדי להציל את חייך
לא נכון
אפילו להתנצל
עכשיו הוא פוגע בכבודי אצלנו לא מוכרחים לשבת מיד מקבלים דחייה אשתי אספר 14,000 היה לי הון של 15 מיליון בוררות ודות הדיביזים לא זה לא שמוגל גם הוא אימר בסוסים 10% נשתבר אני נתתי 120 דולר אף פעם אחת לא שמעתי שגרמנים ישלמו ליהודים ניש 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 אני סיכנתי את חיי ועכשיו אומרים לי גאונר אלוהים יעניש אותך ועכשיו אומרים לי גאונר הוא ג'נטלמן הוא לא ישקר
20,000 לפחות המשחק היה רק על דולרים היה לו 500,000 גוט סיידנק יש לנו ארץ משלנו
When I've been out in the cold weather, were found lying on the street, having died from the weather, of where they are, not by seeing warmer. The bums, the men, having died from the weather, though they're doing Grains that, seeing things skyline. From view when they were alive. Grains are on the skyline, which are accustomed. Anyway, this is called Bum Series. The men, when I'd been out in the cold weather, were found lying on the street, having died from the weather, though usually being there when it's warmer. The men on the street who'd died in the weather, who are bums, observing it, that instance of where they are, not my seeing that. Grains are on the skyline, which are accustomed to lift the containers to or from the freighters as the new wave attire of the man, though not muscular, but young, with the new wave dyed blonde hair, seeming to wait at the bus stop, but always outside of the hair salon. The bums, the men having died, from the weather, though they're doing that, seeing things from their view when they were alive. So not to be upper class, the new wave baggy pants, the man with the dyed blonde hair who's always standing in front of the hair salon on the corner. The public figure, as gentle as the freighter and their relation, that of the man with the dyed blonde hair and new wave attire and the freighter, of our present president who doesn't know of the foreign environs as vacant and the freighter and his and its relation, when our present president is in an inverse relation to them, when there's a social struggle in their whole setting, which is abroad. The bums who've died, but could be only when they're living, though it doesn't have desire, so inverse in that one setting. To their social struggle in their whole setting, which is abroad and its relation to the freighter. To the person of new wave attire, that person's relation to the freighter. When the bums are not alive at this time, though we're here, not abroad, and not aware in being so of a social struggle. The man in the new wave attire as the relation of him being another person as the freighter and his and its relation. The inverse relation to the freighter only occurring when that person is living. The man who's accustomed to working in the garage as having that relation to their whole setting. I have been, am, dumb as the way in which that would occur, the bums, not their existence or dying from the weather, though the effect of that. For me to be dumb, to have been actually stupid, so that really could occur, the bums, in an event. So dumb as an active relation to the bums or to the freighter and the still oil rigs on the ocean, to the repair of the car, so inverse in that setting, though it doesn't have desire of the present, as the oil rigs, which are the freighter on the ocean, pushed up to be the relation with me by my being am dumb there to have that occurrence. To have that for them, some people who'd had an attitude of snobbery always, so that they're dumb when it's senseless, that relation with them. I almost froze and realized I could die from it when the bums were in that situation, and then not caring, though that's not possible, which had been repaired to the car as I am, when that's senseless, though it doesn't have desire of the present, the bums found later in the whole setting, though when the car hadn't been repaired, and so their grinding and movement in relation to it.
A man came across my windowsill, and I said to myself, what are you doing here? A man came across my windowsill, and he pounded upon the sill. Came across my windowsill, and he put his hand right through the screen. A man came across my windowsill, and I cried someone else's name. That man took apart my windowsill, and he threw a rock and missed my head. He laughed at my screams and the squad car light. And I never knew his name.
A man sitting in the cafeteria, and one enormous ear, and one tiny one, which was fake, which was fake.
This is 26 seconds on postmodernism. Obviously, postmodernism is something that comes after modernism. I wonder what the difference is. Perhaps it has something to do with reflections.
MartianGardens.blog, episode 895, hour 2.